Yes, I know. That's an ambitious title for one article. It's actually the name of a booklet I came across recently. The author is anonymous, simply calling himself a fellow traveler. An overview. Instead of the usual presentation of the four Gospels of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, this booklet merges them into one continuous narrative. The six-chapter outline is refreshingly clear. Asterisk the birth and childhood of Jesus. Asterisk the beginning of Jesus's public life. Asterisk the year of popularity. Asterisk the year of growing opposition. Asterisk the week Jesus dies. Asterisk the last 40 days. The version chosen is called the ERV, easy to read version. That suits me fine. The preface. This is how the author introduces his booklet. Friend, why is this book in your hands? Curiosity? A fluke? Fate? I faced the same question a few years back. Maybe your life is great. Perhaps you're worn out from the day-to-day struggles of life. Or, maybe you feel like I did, lost, broken and searching endlessly for peace. No matter your situation in life or how you feel, the contents of this little book will bring light and clarity on your journey. Now it's up to you. Read this book or don't. No matter your decision, the ripple effects will reach every aspect of your life for generations to come. Be sure to know, this book is all about one of the most controversial and consequential figures of all time, Jesus of Nazareth. You, no doubt, have your own views of Jesus. I sure had my view of him that included years of assumptions, hearsay, and opinions. Frankly, though, I was just too busy in my life and didn't have the time or desire to find out who he really was. Was he a prophet, a rebel, a liar, a miracle worker? Today, many people have reduced him to a curse word, a lucky charm to be dangled from a gold chain, or a tattoo. In reading this book, I discovered the real Jesus for myself. In doing so, I unexpectedly stepped out of the darkest days of my journey and found exactly what I'd been searching for, peace and purpose. I want the same for you. Turn this page and find out why this book fell into your hands. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain. The postscript. At the end of the booklet, the author shares some last thoughts. Friend, while reading this book, the life and teachings of Jesus captivated me. I read page after page of Jesus meeting people in every imaginable situation and transforming their lives. I wanted to be one of those people. I needed to be one of those people. Countless people who have read this book have felt the same way, so much so, that they want to make him central in their lives and follow him. If you desire the same, you can begin to follow Jesus by praying this simple prayer from your heart. Jesus, I believe you're who you say you are, the one who knows my flaws and sins and forgives me. The one who rose from the dead, so that I can have eternal life. I turn to you from my past and receive your forgiveness. I trust your spirit to change me as I follow you. If you're not ready to pray that prayer, that's okay. It's great that you read this book. Know that you're loved, and I'd encourage you to continue to ponder and read about the life and teachings of Jesus of Nazareth. Rest assured, Jesus is always near on your journey of life. For a free copy of this booklet, check out plusnothing.com. See you next week. Rob Weatherby is a retired pastor and unapologetic gleaner.